The subject may be old for some people already, because I've found that in today's world, and especially in the U.S., a topic becomes belabored after just a few hours, especially days. I want to talk about the situation in New Orleans. I'm disgusted. My heart's broken. I feel let down. I feel ashamed. I watched this country that is supposed to be spreading democracy and the greatest country on the face of the earth race with lightning speed from Kuwait to Baghdad, with not enough support, by the way, initiate shock and awe on Baghdad to just bedazzle the world and the U.S. citizenry into some proud state, and drop MRE supplies so prolific that you could probably walk from Saudi to Iran on MRE packages in Iraq. Katrina hit 4 days ago, and now I'm watching, just a day's drive away, the elderly die, and mothers hold their dying babies. These are not babies that died in a natural disaster. This natural disaster is at a level that we have to reconcile the fact we're going to see a loss of life from this that we must accept. Mother Nature won on those accounts. What bothers me are the babies in their mother's arms who are dying from a lack of water, lack of food, no sanitary conditions, heat exposure, grandmothers dying and just having to lay there and bloat in the sun. Humanity having to be lowered to the point that they have to defecate on a sidewalk in front of 10,000 people. And there's not anybody there getting them out. I'm fairly pragmatic in things, so I understand that there are logistical nightmares going on behind the scenes, or at least I hope there are, to get MREs on board C-130s, to make sure that there's enough organization in entrance into the city that things can come off effectively. But here are the things that I don't understand. For the past 2 to 3 days, people have been wading out of the toxic mire that has been rising around them towards something that they figure will have a dry line. Most of those people have headed up I-10. And now we have a massive congregation of humanity who's hungry, who's thirsty, who's tired, who have no clean underwear. And now they're congregated on the side of I-10. And there are insufficient number of buses to transport them off. I understand that there would never be enough buses to transport them all off. But why wasn't there food there for them? Why wasn't there water when they got there? Just a few miles away in Baton Rouge is FEMA, who's been sitting there for 3 days and still don't have a command and control center. There are somewhere between 10 and 20,000 National Guard troops. And the rescue operations have been completely shut down by 2 to 3 occurrences of people with deer rifles, maybe higher powered than that. And I wonder what we have to brag about. I'm sad, and I'm not as was sad by the death toll caused by a natural disaster, as I am by the ensuing death toll caused by total incompetence and bureaucracy. We have not been there for these people as a government agency. Rescue efforts have been local. Rescue efforts have been state level. They've been inadequate. I'm sad.